Siman Tov Kuf Pei Beis. We're doing Mishaburas on Sif Beis. We're called Mishaburas of Katan Zion. So a person corrected himself. Tech de Dibur. Tech de Dibur. Hanukin Shaloi Shoha Mishagomer Hakel Kaddish. The amount of time that lapsed from the time he said the words Hakel Kaddish was Rak Kadei Shalosh Tabes. It was only three tables worth. If it lapsed, the time says more than three words, that's going, so then it's too late to correct it.
Didn't tell us how many syllables.
What?
Didn't tell us how many syllables.
That's true. So it's based on the word Shalom Alecha Rabbi. Right. So each one has basically two or three sounds. Cholzak Hashaloi Hiskel Adayim Bracha Acheres. However, if the Kaddish Ata, right, that's it. You already said the next word, the first word of the next bracha, Atoch your name. See, you already said the word Ata, that's it. You realize you said a Kel Kaddish instead of Melch Kaddish, you would have to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. Okay. Fine. And it's Rachlaxer. If you correct yourself, Tech the Dibur, and it's Rachlaxer. Hanafil of the Nizgur, Shu Yimei Tshuva. So the Chorub, we have two problems over here. One problem over here is that he said the wrong thing. The next question is, what was his intent when he said the Bracha? He said, Baruch Atah Hashem, what was he planning to say? Right, so why is that significant? There's a Gemara in Brachas in the end, towards the end of the first parak. The Gemara raises the question: the Yugabasser, that when we discuss Brachas, is it dependent on the beginning of the bracha or the end of the bracha? No. So what was the case? The case was a person took a cup of shaker and he thought it was yayin, and he started off the bracha planning to say the bracha of Yayin, Rapia Gofen. So he says, Baruch Atah Hashem, at that moment thinking, thank you Hashem, we should do this, we should have this problem. Thank you Hashem for the fact that you made wine. And then before he finishes the bracha, before he goes further, he realizes that it's Sheikher and he says, Shalkol Ne'avid Vodo. So he said the correct bracha. But when he said the Shem's name, he was planning to say Rapia Gofen. So more as a sophic if that's a kosher bracha. So there was, what's the thought process behind it? The thought process is because the main point of the bracha is taking Hashem. So in Chazal Masakin, that we have certain things which take place in the Bria, which are, when we think about them, there are to us a feeling of thanks to Kodesh Baruch. So the main point of the bracha is the Baruch Atah Hashem. Right? That's the main point of the bracha. And when you said that, you were intent on thanking Kodesh Baruch Hu for wine. Well, that's not what you're supposed to thank him for right now, because this wasn't wine. So the fact that you finish off the bracha properly maybe is not acceptable or not. That's the more of the suffix. The more remains with the suffix. Therefore, it remains with the suffix. Some of brachas lahakol. So over here, he said, Baruch Atah Hashem, planning to say, Akela Kodesh. And he actually said a Kel HaKadosh, but he corrected himself and said a Melech HaKadosh. Now, it was possible a case where the person realized it was a Zeresh Mitzvah. It was planning to say a Melech HaKadosh. So he said, Baruch Atah Hashem, he's thinking a Melech HaKadosh. But the Maisa, whatever, here's something that your lips don't necessarily listen to your mind. I have that problem all the time. And out came a Kel HaKadosh. But you said Hashem's name, you had the right thing in mind. And then you corrected yourself. So that case, we're great. You have the right kavanah when you said Hashem. The Maya said that you corrected yourself and you said a Melech HaKadosh Tech HaDibur. So now you're good. In that case, I understand you don't have to go back. But if you had the wrong thing in mind, you said a Baruch Atah Hashem, what's over there? Even though you don't go back because of the suffix of the Gemara, you don't go back and be suffix.
So somebody who doesn't understand a word of Hebrew, you can follow the direction of the sitter and he says a Melech HaKadosh. He's better off than somebody who knows what you're saying, but when he got to Hashem, he slipped a little bit and he was going to say Hakel HaKadosh, but then he remembered.
Theoretically, in this case, he would be better off, yes. I mean, obviously, the person who's better off is the person who thinks about Hashem's name when he says it and has the right thing in mind.
Yeah,
but Toiv Mishneim is the person who thinks properly. Okay. Since at the end that he did correct himself properly, so that works. Fine. By a Melech HaMishpat. Again, so this is the Shulchan Aruch. According to the Shulchan Aruch, the Melech HaMishpat does not work in place of a Melech HaMishpat. The person said by mistake, a Melech HaMishpat would have to go back to reading the bracha. So according to that, according to the Shulchan Aruch, now it's relevant to discuss if he corrected himself, take the deeper. However, he must have posed a remark. But some kuvir ches, b'chol gavin tzarich lachzur. In loyshomer b'pamarishon, a kel oyev tzlokem mishpat will hisker melech. The only case you'd have to go back if you said instead of saying a melech oyev tzlokem mishpat, you said a kel oyev tzlokem mishpat, which that would be that'd be very, very strange, and you should do that, right?
No, that.
That's the only case you would have to go back. But obviously, that's not so common. Okay. Okay. Gimel. Sif Gimel. The Shabbos Bein Tayim, during the Shabbos of Seres HaMetshuva, or the Shabbosos, sometimes maybe two, Arvis, Yomer Birbirchas, Amen Sheva, HaMelech HaKadosh. So besides in Shon Esri, saying HaMelech HaKadosh, but in the Bracha Amen Sheva, you also say, instead of saying HaKilah HaKadosh Shein Kamah, you say HaMelech HaKadosh. Well then, Chal Rosh Hashanah B'Shabbos, Chesed Mishal Shabbos Levad, Now, even though you correctly say HaMelech HaKadosh, but yet the Chasima, as on any Yom Tov, Shabbos, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, etc., Birchas Mein Sheva, the bracha ends off with Baruch Atah Hashem HaKadosh HaShabbos. Even though in Shemoneh Esrei, the bracha was HaKadosh HaShabbos of Yisrael B'Hazmanim, or Melech HaKol Oretz HaKadosh HaShabbos of Yisrael B'Yom Zikaron. Right? But Birchas Mein Sheva, you say afterwards, it's just is just HaKadosh HaShabbos. Yud HaMelech HaKadosh Vim Tov Omer HaKel HaKadosh. A person in the paragraph of Magen Oves Birchas Mein Sheva said HaKel HaKadosh instead of HaMelech HaKadosh. What do you do? He says Bechredim Mitzorach Lachzer. It's the different opinions whether you have to go back or not. He says it's relevant by the Chazan, right? So he started with the bracha beginning. He just said the bracha at the end. In the middle, he said HaKel HaKadosh. So does he go back to the beginning of the bracha or not? Medavki Masayim HaBracha. When these Kekadim Shasayim Yaskum in HaMelech HaKadosh. That is, this machloik is only a case when he made it all the way to the end and didn't correct himself. But if he didn't, he would go back. Everybody would agree you would go back and correct.
You're talking about the Bracha Achas Mein Sheva and Paragraph 9.
Yes. Now, the individual people who say the paragraph of Magen Avos would also correct himself. Well, it's difficult din that our minute that we say Magen Avos is not very clear why we do that. Batsim, it's a Chazor Shashatz. It's a mini Chazor Shashatz, which the Chazan says. He starts with the bracha at the beginning, he has the bracha at the end. In the middle, he mentions all of the Shabbat brachas of Shemoneh Esrei. And that's why the minute of many, even though we do say it out loud, the Chazan waits and says it out loud because the Tzibur has to hear him because he's being much of the Tzibur. It's like, imagine the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, Chazor Shashatz, all of a sudden everybody stops and say, and sing the whole paragraph, and the Chazan go back and say it from that paragraph. Okay, and it's not Ma'akib, but one or the other, but like, why are you doing it? Well, so that's basically what we do. So you go to some shul, nobody says it except for the Chazan.
Maganovas.
The whole, he basically says straight through, like what's even more difficult to understand is the places which the Chazan doesn't say it out loud. Like he starts, from towards the end of the paragraph.
That's not correct, is it?
Mishav Bursa, that's incorrect. Mm-hmm. Very strong against that. But there is a minute like that.
There's a minute like that? People just do it.
Well, it's interesting because the Kesesa Shulchan talks about it. Apparently the minute in Yerushalayim, when he was in Yerushalayim, this goes back a few years ago, that's the Grach Noah. He was nifted in 1954, Mashu, something like that.
Who is this?
the Grach Noah, Rav Mechaim Noah, the one, you know, famous Mitzvah Chazanish about the Shurim. Right. So he also wrote a sefer on Halacha.
Shurim of what?
The size of the Shurim.
Size.
Yeah, Savoy. Size and stuff.
Yeah.
You name it, he argued with the Chazanish. Okay. It's two volumes of a sefer of different size and different Shurim. The size of an Amo, the size of a Kazayas, the size of a Kebeya, the size of a Revi. I mean, he argued on everything. So he also wrote a sefer called Tzitzis Shulchan, three volumes. So he says the Minhag Yerushalayim was to say it out loud, and the Chazan wouldn't wait. And he was just, so he says, what's the pshat? Why is it that, see, once he says they
have. What's the pshat in having it all together?
Having what on here?
Why do we have it all together?
Why were Chazal Masakeh?
Why do you Chazal Shatz Amarav anyway?
It's all around. It's all around. Why don't we have Chazal Shatz Amarav the whole week?
Yeah.
Since the Mishos Chazal Masakeh. On Leil Shabbos, the only reason why Chazal Masakeh, it wasn't that it's not Shaiach, Betzim and Shaiach. Betzim and Shaiach would make sense by Marav also, but we were Masakeh because it was Rishos. Leil Shabbos, Chazar Masakin. The weaker reason the more says is because since they were down in Besoda, they wanted the person who came later a chance to catch up.
That's what I thought it was.
Right. But it's not the pshat, they came up with this like strange idea. They went back to the standard form called Chazar Sashat. Mm-hmm.
But the main goal was that they shouldn't walk home alone.
Right. Same. But it's, now it goes with the regular rules of Chazar Sashat. Mr. Moshe, there's a Kibagor. Kibagor says like this. Let's say a person. There's a famous machlokes in the Achronim. Let's you make a mistake in Shemoneh Esrei. It's Rosh Chodesh, right? So by Mincha Rosh Chodesh, a person forgets Yalav Yavu. Now it's Motzi Rosh Chodesh. The person realizes by Marav that he forgot Yalav Yavu. He wasn't yet to Shemoneh Esrei. He didn't say Yalav Yavu. But if he daven Marav, daven a second Marav, he won't say Yalav Yalva.
Right.
Right? So what'd you accomplish? Right? So that's the machlokes in the question whether you go back. The Ikrim Pesach is you go back. Or if you say that the fact that he didn't say Yalav Yalva in Shemoneh Esrei, he was supposed to, makes it that the Shemoneh Esrei, he was not yet to Shemoneh Esrei, and therefore he can fulfill it by davening a second Marav Shemoneh Esrei, even though he's not going to replace Yalav Yalva, because wouldn't they say?
He still makes that Shlum.
So now, let's say a situation where a person forgot Mashiv Baruch Hu Moreh Negoshim Friday night. Gregor says, if you listen to Chazar, to Main Shabbat, you can be Yotze, you don't have to go back and say Shemoneh Esrei again. Why are you not going to say Mashiv Baruch Hu Moreh Negoshim in that paragraph?
Yeah.
That's true, but it's not any worse than saying you were doing the Shemoneh Esrei, now you're being Shemoneh Esrei, but right. Listen to the Chazan. So it's mamash has a dinner with Chazar Shatz. Same way a person listen to Chazar Shatz, he'd be Yotze Shemoneh Esrei. We don't do it because we say a person who's a baki should daven himself. So let's say a person is masupik. So if you know for sure you didn't say Mashiv Baruch Hu Moreh Negoshim, so you have to go back. If you're masupik, so you can't go back misupik, but you'd be mechuyev to listen to the main sheva miyotze main sheva. It's Kibbeger says.
Uh-huh.
So it's a real Chazar Shatz. So how do you drop out half of something in the middle? It's a big problem. Okay. Fine. Yud Aleph. Michal Roshon about Shabbos. Roshon Megam Yer Megam Kain Berichas Main Sheva Bevel Shabbos and Melchuk Kadosh. You mentioned in. So you're going to have two Shabbos. You're going to have the Friday night of Rosh Hashanah and then the Friday night later on during the week of Shabbos Shuva. And both of those you're going to say Melchuk Kadosh.
Or Shabbos Shuva Nimkin.
Chayin Keshachal. What's the learner? Gam Kain Deino Kaisim Mishol Yom Kippur Rak Mishol Shabbos. So whether it comes out of Rosh Hashanah, comes out of Yom Kippur or Yom Tov, in Main Sheva you only mention Shabbos. So Mechol Yom Tov Shachal Deis B'Shabbos Shein Amask and Boshel Yom Tov Kanabas Emre Samaches Siftes Ayin Shah, like we explained before. Okay, Dalit. Yeshayahu gam lispalel Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur and Bikriya. That they have a minute that they daven bent over, but the law is that since it's that's just a minute, It has to be at the end of each bracha that we have a problem. A person not allowed to be korea. At the end of the bracha, it looks like he's being moisted by the Tekanas Chazal, because our Masakan to be korea by the bracha of Ovis in the beginning and the end, the bracha of Moed in the beginning and the end. So he can't be bent at that point at the end of a bracha. You give him a korea. Pishan atzuyim b'din. So this represented the person would stand there hunched over, indicating he's in a state of awe, a fear for his life. They mamish were down, bent down, like we bent down for the in Shemoneh Esrei, where we bend and we say the bracha, but we bent down. They were mamish bent like that. El ain loy him. Nobody does that now. We don't have that minhag l'maisa.
What?
Ella yimispala b'kriyas roisha im gufa b'vat. Even if we have a minhag, it wasn't the knees were bent. Whereas when we bow at the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, so when you say the word Baruch, you bend your knees. You say a Torah, you bow your body forward, and then you say a Torah, Hashem's name, you raise yourself up. So this minhag was that the knees were bent. Since that we don't do. At best, what we do is the minhag was that you lean your body forward, but not that you would bend your knees. Now, he says, even so, you have to be zaykev. Before you say the bracha to Hashem at the end of each one of the brachas, a person would have to straighten himself out, because otherwise it looks like you're bowing during one of the brachas, which that's adding on to the tikkun of Chazal of only bowing by the beginning and the end of two brachas. Who the mechilas of bracha? Finally, Elba Simon Kavid Gimel, Mishabur Rasham, sent you back over there. Now, what he is sending you over there before, there's another case where the Shulchan doesn't mention over here. So he's leaning his body forward. And he starts with Shulchan Esther, and he bows, stands up by Hashem's name, and then he leans his body forward again. Right. Now he gets the Melech is there Mashiach again. So he's leaning forward, and he gets the Baruch Atah Hashem. He's already leaning forward, so that's not right either, because then you didn't actively do the kind of Chazal of bowing at the end of the first Baruch. So before you say Baruch Atah Hashem again Avraham, before you say Baruch Atah Hashem by Melech Hazer Mashiach again, you need to straighten up totally to be able to bow at the bracha. And the same thing by Moedim also. So those four places of Shemoneh Esrei where you're supposed to bow, you need to straighten beforehand to be able to bow. Okay. Dalad Yesh Nagim Nispal. No, he did that already. Hey.
Bow, bent down, when? During the service to make sure.
Yeah. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Okay. Person forgot the Zechren Micha Moichel and Uksoyev and Besefer and Machzir Nusim. I go, I feel a little Oker Ragla, but dying Raksha Sima is a Brocha. Even if you weren't Oker Ragla, but as long as you finished the Brocha already, you don't go back. So, Shabur says, what does it mean? You finish the Brocha. Once you said Baruch to Hashem, you don't go back. He said, Baruch, so you go back. Baruch HaTorah, you go back. Baruch HaTorah Hashem, you don't go back. What then? In my Omer, Uksav, Besever, Nami, Dinahafi. This applies to all four. Test what? Sechere, Mechamoch, Dagoinim, Tiknu, Besers, Mechuvah. Lame, Sechere, Mechuvah, Sabas, Bekvuras, Mechamoch, Bedog, Uksav, Ubesim, Shalom, Besever. So they made four Hesophas, one in Ovis, and one in Geburis, and one in Hedor, and one in Sholem. So these Tekanos were Niskan by the Ga'inim. Okay, Kiyam Shein El Tikan Ga'inim. Yim Shach Ola Omrim Ein Lach. So it wasn't an integral part of Shemoneh Esrei. So we added by, after the Zman of Chazal, so we can't say that a person would forget that he would have a luck, he has to go back.
The four insertion.
Okay.
How did the goyim have a right to add things to Shmoneser that was established long before?
It's not. I mean, we do say that again. We have to know what weight it has. They have a right to add it in the same way we add piyutim in.
But
piyutim
is more
b'chazaras
hashatz. It's not typically when you're saying the shmoneser to yourself.
I understand.
You're doing it in your own shmoneser. I
understand, but the point I'm saying is, what right do we have? Chazar Sashatz was really the Kanas Chazal to say Shmonesre. The guy's saying Shmonesre plus. I mean, not Tom, you know, like, you know, Rosh Hashanah, that Shmonesre is a lot more. So, I mean, as long as the Iker of Shmonesre is there, the same way, if I want my own personal Shmonesre and I get to Tukhan in, I want a daven, the Bershim should help me understand a piece of Gemara, I can do that.
I can do that?
Yeah. The only thing. Refaino, people had a Refaino, Baruch
Aleinu.
Right, you know, but we make a sopus. You know, you go to Eretz Yisrael during a drought, and then, you know, they're going to. They add pieces over there. Oh. So now the only issue which we have is normally the law is you may not add during the first three brachas. So that's one of the questions. That was, yes, you can add, but not during the first three brachas.
Which you are doing.
Which is what we're doing over here. So that the answer is Tzorchei Rabim is mutter to add. Which is why we hold these piyutim, etc., considered tzarchei rab. So here I'm really asking, in a certain sense, my own personal bakasha, but each member of Klaisel needs it to get a halacha like tzarchei rab. Again, then that becomes a lot of terror, like, you know, why is it called tzarchei rab? But the heter is based on the idea of tzarchei rab. Tzarchei rab is mutter to add during the first two brachas also.
And the last two brachas is.
The same problem. The same kasha, the same terror. Raksha Simas a bracha. Ratzalar Meshomer Hashem Shalak bracha. Once you said Hashem's name at the end of the bracha, you bracha to Hashem, you don't go back. Ain Laksha Meshom Chashash bracha. Now you have a question of bracha batal. Well, because much Lomer Hashem Shalak bracha. Yachal Laksha, Rabbi Shiesh Kamat Shemois, even though you said Hashem's name in between, but it wasn't a bracha batal. Could go, for example, Bechola Chayim. So a person is supposed to say, Chsodachem Tim, Komene Bisecha. Bechola Chayim Yiduch Lasela. And then you say, "Kal Yeshua said it." You say Hashem's name. He gets to sell. He says, "I did," and say "Ksoiv." So you go back to Ksoiv, even though you said already Hashem's name of a kale. That's not a problem. But if you said Baruch Atah Hashem, then you would not go back. Fine. And the new thought: Lichayim Yerim B'Shua Tachas Alamed Yerim B'Patach. Okay, so what's this about? There's a Gemara in the Dorm. The Gemara says that if a person says a phrase of le or la, lam is interpreted in halacha as if he said loy. So the person, it's a game whether the person meant to make a neder or not. He said, "Loy, am I going to do something?" So la is interpreted as if he said not. And li means just two. The word it doesn't mean not. So you don't want on these, like Mr. Person says, you don't want the person coming to plead his case in court in front of the judge, and he uses a word which can be interpreted. He's saying, "Okay, I'm asking for death." That's not what you want to do. You know, you want to do that. So you don't say lachayim, because it can be interpreted, like the Gemara says in the Dorm, is lachayim means kamer loichayim. You may elud shen, you may adin sarach ladatek lefarid heitev tefilah. So you have to be careful and say lichayim. Okay. Avashar yemoisa hashana ano oimrim. We say in Hashkirenu v'hamidenu makino lachayim v'pata tachas olam v'enu chashishim. We understand the person means lehachayim, to the life.
We don't say lachayim, we say chayim in Hashkin.
Now, so it's interesting that there, apparently the Mishabura had a girsa of lachayim in the Hashkin manner. We have a girsa of lechayim. And it comes up in other places. In the in the Birchas Yotzer in the morning, the Kel Baruch Nimoshe says the Melech. Some people here say La Melech, and there's a question of is it proper to say La Melech? That means Loy Melech, according to this. So the correct answer should be Lim Melech, not La Melech. You look at some of them, they have La Melech. So this is not so hard. Some of them have La Melech.
Really?
Yeah. So that's they'd be the same issue. Now, well, Yomer L'Chayim Tovim Ela Rak L'Chayim. So why do we Sakhrena L'chayim at the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, we don't say L'chayim Tovim, we just say L'chayim. At the end of Shemoneh Esrei, we say Uksev L'chayim Tovim. So before we ask Bresham, just give us light. Say, no, Bresham, we would like it, you know, it should be good also. So why is that? You start with your first bakasha, then you add more. Okay. Ein lomer be'ahavo mikra kodesh. Yak rak yom tzruah mikra kodesh. I'm not sure.
And be'yom zichron tzruah be'ahavo mikra kodesh.
I'm not sure what the issue over here is. Wait a second. The issue which he's grappling with over here. There is a girsa, I think, actually.
Wow.
Okay. Right. So my brother says, even in a case that falls out on Shabbos, the Shabbos is not clear what he holds. Whether you add Bahav or not. In other words, because Yom Teruah, like I said before, represents Din, and Ahava it's like the Rosh Hashanah is giving us in such love the Day of Judgment. You know, it's like it has an element of it doesn't really convey the message properly. Okay. Elam Udvorcha Malkeinu MS, Rak Udvorcha MS. Fine. You repeat the word le'elah in the okay. Now, this is Shaila. Is the correct use of le'elah or le'elah ule'elah? Is there a vavah there in between the two or not? Shulchan Aruch Rav says that the correct verse is Leila Ula Eila. Over here, the Mishavura doesn't say one way or the other. It says you repeat Leila. But the Mishavura 4 in Hilchos Kaddish and Siman Vav, Mishavura said Leila Ula Eila. However, it's not clear the Mishavura there was discussing the specific nusach. He was discussing the fact that you repeat the word. And the Rosh Hashulchan says that the correct year says le'elah b'leiva, but then he says it explicitly. So you will find that basically the minhag of Nusach Ashkenaz is to say without a vav, and the Nusach Svard is to say it with a vav. Okay.
I think Svard has a vav.
Yeah. Shulchan Aruch Rav says it with le'elah u'le'elah.
Yeah, but then not everybody in the Sfad follows Nisachari. Follows Nisacharav.
Right.
What's Nisacharav?
Shulchan Aruch Rav. Yitzayin, and my omer uksoiv u'besefer. Chula b'chein gam t'sevis u'b'chein tein. Sherman b'vircha b'rocha shlishis. And my omer chal in al-zir n'sef. A person on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, it says the Talmud says Shemach Kadosh Limchoyam Yaluchah Celebrate to Hashem and Melech Hakadosh. Oops, you forgot Ubechein Tein. The whole right, all of the paragraphs. So long as he doesn't go back. Once it said Baruch to Hashem, he doesn't go back. Right, it's pretty lame that on those days you got it wrong, but that's the way it is. Okay. Well, I remember Tfilo Batitan Lono S Yemasi Karana Ze Venom Maskar Rosh Chodesh. This is Machlokes B'Shanim. That's Machlokes in the Gemara. Machlokes B'Shanim, how we paskin. So we don't mention Rosh Chodesh. It says, "Eno Masker Rosh Chodesh." The Sharbim Yom Hazikaron, Koinam Be Rosh Chodesh, the Kari Zikaron. We find that Rosh Chodesh is also referred to as the day of Zikaron. The Sivu Moya Dechem, Rosh Chodeshichem, Hayulochem Zikaron. So we see that Rosh Chodesh is considered a day of Zikaron. The one place where you see it is the Mashal in the Hosafot, which we put into Main Gimel. Rosh Chodesh is Zochen LaTorah, but Yom Rosh Chodesh is it. So we refer to that as Loshon Zochreinu. Yantim called Basamcheinu. Rosh Chodesh is Basamcheinu. Some interesting Shiloh. So let's say a person by mistake is benching on Rosh Chodesh, and he says instead of saying in Yalav Yavam, instead of saying Yom Rosh Chodesh is it, he says Yom Zikaron is it. So there's the person are masubah, then maybe he would not have to go back. And he never go back. I mean, he would not have to correct himself at that point in time. You don't go back if you forgot it, but he wouldn't even have to correct himself. He said it because that is a name for Rosh Chodesh. Zayin imchal emer yom teruah mikrokodesh imchal b'shabbos emer zichroin teruah yotas emer yom teruah filo betfilas alayla abikiddush. You call it Yom Teruah. Avol Gav Shein Token B'Layla. You don't blow right now. So right now, really, it's more just thinking about the idea of Teruah. Come welcome. Ayom Yom Shel Teruah. But the day of Rosh Hashanah is the day of Teruah. The Marcha B'Vada Yisko. Kazakh Ren, the B'Yavadim, Omer B'Chol, Zichron Teruah. Samar Bracha Ein Al-Khoyser. If a person said Zichron Teruah during the weekdays, once he finished the bracha already, he will not go back. So, Batarak Siv Zichron Teruah. So even on the days where they were blowing on Shabbos, they referred to it as the day of Zichron Teruah. Vice versa also is true. So these nuskos are not ma'akim. Shabbos Omer Chof. Remember Lakeno, Lakeno, Basinu, Tevin, Lachosenu, Kachenu. Avim Kippurim Shechal B'Shabbos Enam, Tevin, Lachosenu. Kivin Shoyam Inu Yivena Menucha. Gemura. So the Bush passage, you don't say Ritzeb the Chesed on Yom Kippur. My Sarmenik is yes to say it.
It's on the Shabbos.
But it's interesting that Mishabur doesn't even mention the Nusach to say it. And I think if you tell the average person that you don't say it, what do you mean? It's clear in the Maksha that you say it. Okay. Yes, in armor moedim, the simcha v'chagim is one of the sasoin. Can in armor v'hasienu, because most of in armor v'ein onu yichlam la alois v'le ra'ois lefanacha. Ela in onu yichlam la asus chob seder v'es lefanacha. The chos in the work of MS, right before. Okay, chavalov. In armor moedim, the simcha, that's a armor. Like, he's a day of shahiz, kiru b'tor, the seal of the yesh armor. Some say it's a chag, and the freeth is in moedim, the simcha. We don't say that. He said, we can't fulfill our mitzvah to come and present ourselves to Kodesh Baruch Hu. You have no chiyuv to. If you wanted, you could, but you have no chiyuv. So you can't. That's not something which we mentioned. We're you know, apologizing for the fact that we cannot come and bring the korbanos. So we say we can't do our kibbutz. So what do we have to do? Chesed the Baruch Emes. Yomer Simlocha Hashem Lavadecha. Yomer Atahu Hashem Lavadecha. Going back into the nusach before, but Simloich Atah Hashem, not Atahu Hashem. Okay, Tess. Anav Shekhoim is a shana mispalim b'lachash. The whole year, it's a halacha that a person is supposed to daven quietly. Like the Morris says, Rak Tzosel Ma'ois, that by Chana she was dominating. Eli saw that she was, her lips were moving, he couldn't hear her. It's a person was dominating, so that's to say quiet enough that only he can hear it, nobody else around him can hear him. Actually, there's a Zohar Kaddish that says that even he himself shouldn't hear himself, not like the Shulchan, not like the Gemara, Pasha, not like the Gemara. The Morris seems very clear that you have to hear yourself. Because otherwise it's not called Dibur. There's a loch of Dibur. You can't daven Shemone Esrei just by looking at the words. You have to say the words. Well, I'm saying the words, but nobody can hear. That's not called saying. So more as Masha, you have to, at least one person is able to hear, i.e. yourself. But the Zohar says even you shouldn't hear. Because it's a conversation between you and a Kodesh Baruch, which is so private that nobody can listen in. Even you can't listen in. But even though that's true the whole year, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we say a little bit louder. Mr. Bruce says it means not, you know, loud. It means a little louder. I am I disturb other people. Since the Dani from a sitter, because they have a mask in front of them, because they don't know it by heart, so the Siddur is not going to get confused. But the whole year, a person's davening by heart, because they know Shemanesi by heart. And they're davening from, they didn't have Siddur necessarily, they were davening by heart. The guy says davening out loud next to him, it's going to confuse him. So that's that you can't do. See, even if you...
The limit that we daven low normally is some chana. And I think Chana, when she was davening, when it's referring, that was Rosh Hashanah. That was actually Rosh Hashanah, I think, that she was davening. No?
Because I'll say she was Nifka the Rosh Hashanah.
That she wasn't davening then when she was in the mission.
One second. So Lachari, if you accept that Chazal, she was Nifka the Rosh Hashanah, Eli told her that Hashem accepted your tefillah, it means it had to be there was on Rosh Hashanah. But that's comes out of the Gemara, that Gemara. Says, but the problem is, the Pesukim indicates she went up to the Mikdash with her husband, she went for Yom Tov, it was really the Regal. Because the Pesukim all talk about that he would go up. So how the Pesukim and the case of the Gemara
together.
The Gemara is pretty clear that it was a Rosh Hashanah. You're right.
So it's kind of ironic. I mean, because we're learning it from Chana, and Chana was in Rosh Hashanah, and we're saying Rosh Hashanah, we should daven loud.
Right. Let's just finish off. Take a safe. Chof Dalet. Chof Dalet. Chof Dalet. Chof Dalet. Chof Dalet. Chof Dalet. Chof Dalet.
Chof Dalet.
Chof Dalet. Chof Dalet. Chof Dalet. Chof Dalet. Chof Dalet. Chof Dalet. Chof Dalet. Chof Dalet. Chof Dalet. Chof Dalet. Chof Dalet. It can't be too loud, because the Mor says a person who davens out loud is like the Nevi Abal. The Nevi Abal called out to their gods out loud. So we daven, it means you're davening quietly still, but you're saying a little bit louder, so it helps you focus. Now the Maisa, Mishabura said over there before from the Zohar that even Rosh Hashanah used to daven quietly. Take a save, look at everyone, take a save, be you. Okay, Roman said the Yesham Ragam came Vesech same. So the Ramah only mentions, the Torah only mentions take a save. There comes to the Magen of Ram and says you add v'seich haseim. But Rabbi Yehuda Maskel das Hasera Mamoris, they ain't learning v'seich haseim. You don't say v'seich haseim. Magen of Ram, the Yechel Mamor, the Shana Toiva take a save al chatzos hayom. It accuses the next day to chatzos. You can say it the second night. He says, no. I mean, basically, a person should have been written in that point in time. Now, that's what we do. We don't say Shana Tov HaTeku Save the second night. We say Gemara Chtima Tov. Shaila is, we daven Chsev L'Chaim Tov. So what are you davening Chsev L'Chaim Tov? We're saying already, it's ready to, it's Zman of Kasim, and we're not talking about Kasim anymore. Kasim already was the first day of Rosh Hashanah.
All throughout the Aser Simei Tshuva, we
correct. That's the Kasha. You understand why?
No.
It's a Kasha. So the Gros says, what we're davening is the following. We're davening that it's possible the following could happen. A person had a Kasim or Leroy on Rosh Hashanah, and through his tshuva and his tefillah during his Hashem tshuva, the Bresham is Kareya that Kasiva, and writes a new Kasiva, which will eventually get a Kasima on Yom Kippur. So the Bakash is, if we do not get a Ksiva L'Tov, we should get a Ksiva L'Tov right now. Okay.